Okay, account payable warrants for $295.71, Mount Wheeler for $37.73, USPS $78, Delta City $27.61.77. That voided check for our surplus listings. Scipio $4,000. Holt $1,100. And RMP for Cofort for $1,610. Any questions on the bills? If not, we'll look for motion to pay.
So moved.
Yeah. Second, Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Todd?
Let me jump over this thing. So the balance sheet, that Title III money, I've got it down at the very bottom under retained earnings, Title III. There's $31,435 in that, that's available for use for Title III. I know that was it. You asked about that last month. So that's where it's been. That's where we keep it right there, so that when you do spend the money, that will reduce that amount. Profit and loss on the next page after the balance sheet is showing a negative $277,000, which is normal because we haven't received the payment from the county yet. We don't get that until in January, I believe. And then the next one is the detail.
Is that a static number, or is that increase or decrease, or how does that work?
That increases and decreases. That's got the
state takes. They send us a bill on that or something.
The fire suppression fund?
Yeah.
That is what that have. Doesn't that have the truck in it?
Fire suppression fund is Copeland's.
It's the CWS.
It's our agreement with the state.
So it's not necessarily static. It may be whatever Copeland has to use.
$120,000, whatever it is that we budgeted for their stuff.
The detailers, if you had any questions on the detail, there's WEX and the bond and the insurance went through in October. The next one is the one that I like because it compares it to the previous year. As you can see, total income is fairly close to what it was the year before. We've got the O&M in there, and it's the same as the previous year, and that was indicated to the county commissioner that the O&M hasn't increased in numerous years. In fact, I think when I was doing the audit, it was the same, and that was in 2000. The insurance, and the insurance is more, and I don't know why. I think it's because it was paid. That's a timing issue, I believe. It was paid all at once after this, in December or something. So it should catch up for next month. But overall, the expenditures are more. But I think a lot of that has to do with the truck purchase and. There's a little more in the general fund that we just spent last year. And then the budget versus actual, of course, the revenue hasn't came in from the county, so we're still low there. But overall, we're still within budget on all of the expenditures. And that capital reserve, that's something that we'll make an adjustment to that at the end of the year, so we're in compliance with the state. And the next one is the bank rec, which shows the outstanding checks. There are no outstanding checks for O&M as of tonight. So we're doing really good. Those checks that I have highlighted there, they cleared in November. And then I've got the budget versus for each department, as of October 31st.
Which a lot of that changed with the bills tonight.
Yeah, that's these bills are going to change that. Some of those are going to change that tonight. So, but I still think that there it's going to be pretty close. And then after that, there's more towards the end, but that's for later when we do the budget. I've got the 2025 budget, and then we can write it. You can write to decide what we decide on the budget for the 2026 year. Any questions?
Okay. Okay, we're going to mix it up and go straight to the warden thing so we can know those numbers before going to bed.
Okay, did everybody get a copy of everything? So CWS, our commitment for the 2026 is going to be $528,045. It came down $55,095 from last year, so kind of a drop in the bucket, but it's trending down. So, the difference between this year and last year's is our medium risk and high risk. They fixed that, I believe. So that should be reflecting what is actually in the county. So. Mm-hmm.
You don't have the park in red?
Questions?
How are we doing on projects looking for next year?
Next year we have a lot of stuff we can still count. There's, what's his name? Carl Nelson is doing a bunch of tamarisk removal. He went out and bought his own excavator and stuff. We can count all that for next year. County Road bought a dozer, we can count. Holzen bought a new water tender, we can count. You guys bought another water tender, we can count. So there's stuff we're looking good for the next couple of years. So you shouldn't stress. We met our match. We went over this year for our in-kind. So we're doing good, so don't sweat it. So. Kendall
don't
sweat
it.
But sweat it. Sweat it, but don't sweat it. Questions.
Don't stop putting $500,000 in our budget for it.
Yeah.
It's taken care of.
Well, my question is, so we technically have to account for that participation commitment in our budget, right?
We don't have to show it in money. We already have it accounted, thank God.
What's the exact dollar amount we already have covering the whole thing, or how far off are we?
I wouldn't know, but we're pretty close.
So when we did this last year, I believe we were sitting at $360,000 of the $600,000 that was due for the CWS last year. And before June or July, we'd knocked the rest of that out and then some. So we have some carryover that can be carried over. And like Copeland said, he's been doing a really good job of keeping up on projects, keeping in touch with the property owners that are doing. And a lot of that tamarisk removal is helping a ton of that really heavy
red acre
areas around Lindell and Leamington. And I'm guessing, like he says, he's guessing he's probably pretty close to that $500,000 already. This doesn't count like any of the other projects that municipalities are doing. Delta always really good to give us a list of the things that they've been doing in their community. It doesn't count. It's not taking into account any of the stuff that Newell Clarkson does in Kanosh. He's doing field projects all the time on that Enzyme Ranch stuff down there. And we're in contact with him quite a bit, so
team up with us for another project.
Like Jim says, we've never had to have hard dollars be used. That is a new change this year to the program, is you can write a check to the state now for money if you guys don't meet that requirement. It's never been a problem in the past. I don't foresee it being a problem. The district's pretty good at, you know, buying vehicles, buying fire apparatuses. All that stuff can be countered as well toward that stuff. And, you know, fire trucks are expensive. They're getting more expensive. I just don't think you guys will run into a problem where you'll ever have to pay any of that money out of pocket. So.
And that's why we dropped it clear to $150,000 last year, because we knew we were pretty well covered in order to zero out.
And I'm sure Copeland could come up, give him a little bit, he could come up with where we're sitting right now, and I could help him.
Okay, you got 5 minutes.
For the next year.
80,000?
100. 800,000? No,
it was like 300,000.
See there? So we're 200,000 away. How much was your?
40.
How was your other water tender?
Well, that one was 110.
See, we're there already, so.
And we got the district truck, which is another.
And I know other counties are using their vehicle purchases. Like Sanpete County was having a hard time coming up with the fuels projects, the hazardous fuels reduction projects over there to meet their in-kind, because they have a really high participation commitment in Sanpete County like we do. So they do most of theirs with equipment purchases, and they just purchase fire trucks, they purchase stuff like that for the fire departments to use, UTVs, ATVs, stuff like that. So they do that for all of their participation commitments.
So we don't have that percentage thing anymore?
No.
The percentage thing's gone. It doesn't have to be 50% in the mitigation category like it used to be.
Did that change last year or this year?
This last year. So the stuff we're working on now in 2025, we can use. It doesn't have to follow that 50%. And the carryover years are the same. So fuels mitigation projects carry over for 3 years. And purchases like the preparedness category type purchases like trucks, things like that, they can carry over for 5 years. So that dozer is a big chunk of it.
By now, thank goodness for County Road. But anyway, yeah. So, sweat it, but don't sweat it.
Just tell Brandon to buy a dozer every year.
Wouldn't that be nice?
But I think something you guys probably need to do is the district and the county needs to get together and hash this kind of out. If you're worried about the budget side. But that's between you guys and the county.
Well, and that's where we're kind of waiting on figuring out who has to sign that agreement before we can hash that out.
Yes, so.
So both of us, the district and the county, will have to sign this year. Just the way House Bill 48 says, it's just the wording right now.
It doesn't have anything to do with that House Bill 48.
I thought it did, but anyway.
So the agreement to have a fire warden in your county resides solely with the county, not the fire district, actually. They're allowing the warden budget to be signed by fire districts, by special service districts. The CWS agreements can't, so the participation commitment agreement that we sign every year can be signed by a special service district. It's outlined specifically in the writing of the program or the statute. But they also, because it's probably going to be in the next year, you're probably going to see the warden budget have to be signed by the county as well, not just the fire district. So they're making all of the entities right now. So there's a few, I mean, there's a few fire districts throughout the state. There's Juab, Millard, Wayne County's got a fire district. And there's a couple up north, Vernal area. I think there's a couple of fire districts up there, but anyway, they are all having to go to their county to have them sign as well. So that is something we'll do today for the warden budget. And it doesn't have to go to the county, the warden specifically. But the CWS agreement, so the $50,000, the county will have to sign that as well. We're not ready to have you guys sign that today, actually. These are the numbers that will be in it. But the cooperative agreement that we have between the county and the state of Utah, or the fire district and the state of Utah, is we've been sending out a extension letter the last couple of years because that's still in the process of being rewritten. Nothing's really changing in it, but we just have been through like five different AG office folks up the state, so it's just been slow. So as soon as we get that cooperative agreement done, that'll need to be signed. It was signed last time in 2020. 2019. It lasts for 5 years. It's a five-year agreement, same as the warden agreement, same as the assistant, the full-time assistant warden agreement you guys signed last year. So when that gets done, then you guys can sign that participation commitment, CWS agreement.
But in the future, that'll be commissioners?
It will probably be both of you, or commissioners, and the commissioners will have to come up with a specific MOU agreement that says that CWS will be taken care of by fire, will be administered and a signature for the CWS agreement and for the warden agreement, if that's the way the county wants it to go, that's the way the fire district wants to go, that's the way I would suggest it going, because I think the fire warden needs to work closely with the fire district and not just distance himself from you guys by just dealing with the commissioner. We get new commissioners every 5 years, so it's always a struggle to try and keep the commissioners up to speed on what's going on with the fire program in the state of Utah. So, I mean, I really like having a fire district in Miller County. I would suggest continuing to keep, and the state of Utah, our office, the Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, is finding a way to make it so that we can do our agreements with the special service districts. So,
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Keep going. To give you an update on where we're at as far as positions go, Copeland has been detailed into my warden position for this year since I took Fred Johnson's job. He's done an amazing job. He's kept up on you guys' CWS stuff. He's worked really well with your district. I haven't heard any complaints from Shane at all.
We're going to start saying it now.
Hang on a second. I'll talk to you.
Don't hurt my feelings too bad. I might not come back.
I know. You're one step out already.
Oh, I am.
But he's done a great job. We hired Greg Prowse as his assistant this year. We haven't officially put him into that full-time assistant position. He just kind of worked as a seasonal this year. That's something that you guys need to address. And I know the question came up last year when Copeland was going to step in and fill my shoes. Is that something that we want to fly to the whole group, like the whole county, the whole state? I get nervous about having someone from out of state or out of town come and try to be the fire warden in this county. I think HR is going to allow it because he's been doing a detail for a long time. And for the fact that we have to move the warden position to an AX position, which is a supervisory position. So they schedule B positions. AX is a supervisory position. That's actually time limited. It doesn't mean that he's not going to have a job. It doesn't mean really a lot of things other than that he's, now that he's supervising a full-time assistant, he will need to move into an AX position, which I think with HR, we can just move him into that position, not have to fly the job. Wanted to make sure what the district thought about that, had comments about that. Our office in central Utah, so our area manager, Thomas Peterson, myself, the forester, our WUI coordinator, we have all really enjoyed working with Greg. We think Greg's a great fit for that full-time assistant warden position. Again, that's up to you guys. If you guys want us to fly that position, we can. Again, it's a TL position, so we can just move him into that spot. That's just a conversation that you guys need to have with Copeland and with me. I'm more than happy to you know, entertain any of you guys' ideas. I work closely with HR in my position. I've gone through that hiring process quite a few times already with new wardens in GWAB and SAMP. And so, yeah, that's where we're at with the job position specifically here in Miller County.
Copeland still on a detail, or is he on a permanent spot?
He is in a detail. He's in a DPR of his detail still. He is not in a permanent spot.
Are you on a detail?
I am in my permanent spot now.
Okay.
I have vacated it. So the actual warden position is vacant until we move Copeland in. I know talking with Lynn, when Lynn was here, you know, Lynn was like, Copeland's our guy. We want him there. Seemed like that was the fill of the room last time we talked, so.
Are you going to fly Copeland's job?
That's what we got to decide.
So let's first finish CWS.
Yeah, let's do this.
Should we just budget the same thing we did last year? And then figure it out with the county and the fire district?
You're talking about the big number?
Yeah.
The
150.
Yeah.
528.
We just needed that number, and we'll discuss it when we do our budget stuff in the next line item.
Okay.
So we need that in your warden budget.
Yeah. So the warden budget, everything's the same from last year. The warden fee is $52,953. The assistant warden is $56,603. Part of that assistant warden will be coming out of the CWS. So we need to budget that money into that. That tracked, right?
Yep. We have a form here that needs to be signed. It's a cooperative agreement for that assistant warden and the fire warden as well, so that we can set up a funding code to be able to, so that they can track the time that they're spending doing those projects. And we can track that and make sure all of that time gets put in towards your CW, your participation commitment. Because that's how we, you know, that's how we are able to hire a full-time assistant warden, is he can build the majority of his money toward projects, towards your PC, your participation commitment. And we haven't had a way to have him bill that specifically to a code to keep track of that, and the state's making us do that now. So this year, as far as how we are going to, you guys should have seen the bill from the state already, from the warden and the assistant warden. And you'll recognize that the cost didn't go up at all. That's because the state of Utah, when the state of Utah gave fire personnel their raises like 4 years ago, that locked the counties into this amount, which was about 50% of the wages. And that shows wages plus all the benefits. Everything's included in that number. And now when I get a raise, when Copeland gets a raise, if he decides he wants the new warden job,
there you go.
When he gets a raise, the state eats that and will take that raise on from here on out. So the county will only be charged that they agreed upon in that legislative session. And the assistant warden budget, you'll see, is higher. That's because it's an actual 50% of true cost of that assistant warden. So that's just what you're budgeting. That's what you see on the paper and what you budget. My guess is the bill that you see for that full-time assistant warden is going to be significantly less than that. Because he's billing to fires. Anytime he's billing to fires, that doesn't come out of your pocket. Anytime he's billing to your participation commitment, that doesn't come out of your pocket money-wise. So the bill that comes for that assistant warden will be significantly lower than what it's showing on there. That's just, yeah.
And then just the program support, all those numbers are all the same. And then our state seasonal that I get at the end of fire season, the runaround in. So all the same. So questions?
Do you want to count?
I'll cross that bridge when it counts.
It's here. This is the day.
No, today's not the day.
Or deciding whether to fly it or let you have it.
I'll take the job. Okay. Even though it's stressful and sucks at sometimes, but...
I'm too nice of a person to leave you guys.
You must have had a bad day today.
Copeland does a good job. He's I manage a bunch of wardens, and Copeland does an excellent job. If I have something that needs to be done, I can count on Copeland to have it done for me in short time. I don't even have to double check and say, hey, have you got this done yet? He's already got it done. So. Copeland needs to give himself a little more credit. There's better options out there. It is a little stressful, for sure, but he does a good job.
I'm just a big worrying wart.
I can say that this summer has been a big learning curve for me, but having Copeland, as much stuff as he done this summer, still be able to take me on, he done a damn good job.
You're too nice.
Too nice. So do you need a motion on that? Is that what we're voting on?
Well, it's not on there for vote this time, so we'd have to ratify it. We can vote it and ratify it next month.
Make a motion.
Second. Keep them both. Is that what your motion is?
Yeah.
Move them both straight in without flying. Is that the motion?
That's the motion.
Okay. Warren, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, you two.
Yeah. I got a letter of resignation in my bag.
We're sorry, Copeland.
Thank you.
Congratulations, or sorry.
Thank you. Guys.
Are you, is this on the agenda to sign or not to sign the budget? I mean,
it says discuss, but.
Okay.
It's on sign.
Is it on sign? Request signature.
Yeah, I had to change that for
Cole. Yeah. And here's that agreement to set up that funding too. I don't know if that has to be voted on or. You guys have already agreed to have the full-time assistant warden.
Right.
That's already done. This is just so we
I
can.
I would say that's more of an administrative thing.
Right.
Yeah. Catch me after. We'll take care of that.
Okay.
All right. Moving into budget. Everybody should have a paper with the. Last year's budget and empty space that we can add into. In the past, it's just kind of been set up and we've just said, okay, this year we're discussing a little more. So your first line for the taxes, I went up and talked to Bonnie today. Our taxes this next go-around is $1,142,175. An increase of $246,297. The bill was a little bit muddy on that last time go around, but this is our new baseline. Bill made it sound like it was a one and done. You get that $250 and we're done with it. This is our new baseline.
Okay, because that's how I understood it too, how he was explaining. So
that's why I went and talked to Bonnie today.
I couldn't understand how that was a one and done thing. Because if it's new growth, it's
right.
We should get that every year, no matter how we get it.
So last year that baseline went up approximately $70,000. Years before that, it's been in the range of $10,000. Right. There were a couple of them that were even down as low as $2,000. Interest income, Todd, you think that'll stay about the same?
Yeah, that's going to be about the same.
Okay. And then the other income, we just put that in for grants and stuff. So with that increase and that being our new baseline, discussion on raising O&M. Who's not in favor of it? I did a spreadsheet of a few different percentages. You want to pass that around. If we want to move up, how much we want to move up. While that's being passed around, let's drop down to the wildland fire O&M, which is the warden budget. They said it's staying the same as the 120,356. I would suggest 125,356 to give us 5,000 for incidental fuel and stuff for that new warden truck. If everybody's okay with that.
What number did you say?
Yeah.
125,356. We're just adding 5,000 to that existing number. Because this summer, we're actually ahead on what he's billed that truck to fires to what he's spent in fuel and stuff. So this is giving us that little bit of cushion for extra fuel or whatever. Suppression fund. This goes to that number he was throwing out that we just lowered way down to zero off the budget.
Can we change that name?
I can change it, yeah. Do you want me to do a CWS?
Yeah.
CWS.
So we don't get confused what that really is.
Right.
I've been confused till 3 months ago what that was.
I'll fix that on the financial statements.
What do we want to do with that? We want to just leave it as is for in cases? I mean,
that's what I would say.
We pretty much know the projects are going to take it, but we want to leave a little bit of cushion here so we have something to walk through.
Let's leave it.
I would say so.
That's always how you guys have done it.
Right. Well, years ago we had the full amount in there, but
right.
Yeah, we had to.
Our budget can't do that anymore.
Right. We could have went from 200-something thousand to 600,000.
Right.
But it went down another 50 or so this year, so that was good. It should keep going down. 2020 will drop the high one off of there again. So in 2030 we'll drop the high number. If you see that paper that he handed out, Copeland did, it's got the fire cost, the 10-year fire cost averages right there. The high one is dropped off, the low one dropped off, and that's what your number is based on.
So insurance.
It's right now we're at 78,000. It's going to be about the same as last. I'd leave it at 85.
Okay, we'll leave the insurance at 85,000. Capital General. What we have turned in for capital purchases is 43,378. How much cushion do we want to leave on that?
And some of those. Some of the departments haven't given us anything on there, so.
Well, it was October, and whoever wants something turns in. And
okay.
Whoever doesn't.
Okay.
Yep.
I would say we ought to do like $100,000.
Somebody loses a $30,000 engine again, that eats a lot quick.
Right. I mean, we have that extra money in there. We can just leave that, say, $250,000. Doesn't mean we have to use it.
Right.
That's right. Well, we don't use rolls over to capital reserve.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end.
Right.
So put it 250.
We'll go 250 there. And then the 200 just automatically goes to capital reserve. Been the same number for years. Administration, you guys see that need to go any higher? Or? It's 18,000 right now.
Even? On, well, I was just going to look at what it is year to date. We're at 11,000.
So we're good to leave it there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fireman Association dues?
We're at 1,800.
Yeah, we're probably good on that one. And then fire prevention?
We haven't got anything in there.
We're going to ask for that here in a little bit. So.
Yeah, what
I was going to say is that
we actually, so they've always budgeted $500 a piece for Delta and Fillmore
right.
to help cover the supplies for everything we take to the schools, which covers about a third of what we actually spend. Just FYI, the rest comes out of our O&M.
That's what
but
I was
we just need to ask for the. For the $500, I was training last month and I forgot about it.
Thank you.
So I don't know if we have to actually...
Something.
You guys usually got the 150, that's all.
Okay.
So it's 5 and 5 and then 150.
I figured it was lower.
Yeah. Do we want to bump that up at all or leave it be?
Some of that fire prevention money in Copeland's budget is designed for use in your fire departments in the county. So there is a little bit there.
How much is that number?
$150.
That's not much anymore.
$20.
How's Delta doing on that? Are you the same as Fillmore where you're chipping in more money?
Yeah, we do all the time.
I think
so. What should that number really be?
As well.
Yeah, what are you guys spending every year for your fire?
Well, theirs is a third, so that'd be $1,500 there.
We're about $2,000 every year.
Let's make that $5,000. We don't have to use it $16,000, but.
I think that's a pretty good thing to support too. Just
right.
Just with my own kids in school and what little bit we do in Scipio, you know, it's a good thing that I feel as a district that that's money well spent.
I do too.
Yeah.
So double, do 1,000 each of these and 300 each.
Well, I mean, I know Oak City does stuff too, and I don't know about other departments as far as their fire prevention.
We don't have the schools like Sheffield.
That,
we
that's
can,
the thing is, yeah. Is the schools I feel like because yeah, yeah, we do one every year as well.
We do our open house and pay for all the food and stuff that we do there as well. I don't add that. I mean, we spend that dollars on the stuff we give to the kids. So,
yeah,
you know, do that type of stuff.
You guys figure about $1,500 a year for what you're giving to the kids between the schools.
We're in that area.
It's gone up since COVID.
It could be
$12,000
to $17,000.
You don't know how much a book of matches costs to say Delta Fire Department.
We don't even do that anymore. Raise that to $5,000.
Well, we still find a few match books to say Delta Fire we can buy.
if the district was willing to go $2,000, I mean, it just helps buy the stuff for the kids. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
It's for the children.
We wouldn't say no. We would probably still kick in the same amount that we already do and just give that much more. But
okay.
So well, I would
say
put it at $2,500 then.
We'll go $2,300. So, you filling those in so we have a running total?
Uh huh.
Perfect.
God, we're over budget already.
I guess the O&M's going down.
Yeah. Okay, let's circle back around to the O&M.
So
now.
You have $494,000 available for O&M.
Did you get one of these?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you say was available, Bob?
$494,000.
And so I'm just going to ask the question because I'm slow. But so that new number.
So the current on the left side is what we're getting right now for O&M.
No. I'm asking
on the budget,
on the taxes, right? So like
right.
You can count like that's a after your conversation with the.
Yeah, that is year to year. It'll only go up from there.
What right. Was that number?
1 million. Oh. 142,175. She says we probably won't see this big of a jump in the next couple of years, but this is the baseline that they'll build on from here on. Well, like the county got that new growth and they gave most of it back to the people to try and lower taxes. They can never recover that. They can't say, oh, I want that amount next year. They cannot.
That also saves us from having to do a tax increase.
It could until we get into this agreement stuff and have to decide. But for right now, it's, thoughts and ideas. Current is what you're getting right now. And then the totals going across there, just, I started 20%, went 40%. The lines under there, is there any total of what we spend on O&M? And the very bottom is just how much more each one is than the baseline that we currently get.
Well, 40% is still way less than the $494 available.
Well, and especially if it's not going to get touched again. I mean, if we're going to leave it a couple of decades again. Again, I don't have a boat, but you know, I might ought to bump it up a way, so.
Well, I have one concern that I'm just, and I know Bill is going to get mad, but what about the other $17,000 that they get per year?
That is the insurance that they're paying for the health whatever. It'll drop off as soon as those guys are no longer on the insurance. That's why
people are still on the insurance?
Two.
We're down to two now.
That's why it's at 58. We're just upping it from 58, not the full.
Actually, a little bit more. It's right around 20,000. Once I look
at what happens to that money when they are off the insurance?
They just fall back into our general. We don't pay
it. It comes back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we don't see it anyways. It just goes right to insurance, basically. And
that's why these numbers go off of that 58 instead of the whatever it was, okay. 66, 77.
Yeah, from this point.
I want that insurance for 17,000 for 2 feet. That's pretty good service.
Well, it's just single people, though. It's not a family.
I'm just saying that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's 2 feet. It's ridiculous.
Who are they? Do we need to?
They started. I can't remember how many they started with, but it was, yeah, his insurance went up. And
tell the guys quit getting older.
How so who is it that's still on the insurance? Or, well, I guess, how old are the people that are still on the insurance?
Oh, what's Doug, 60?
Maybe not quite 60 yet. Pretty close.
Yeah. And then Pete's 80. Yeah.
So they stay on the insurance even after they...
So they're able to
get Medicare and everything else.
So they're able to take and turn it into Medicare supplements. So we're still paying supplemental insurance for the Medicare instead of the PDHP plan.
Wow.
Yeah.
The lifetime insurance for
how would it be, huh?
Same deal.
Ladies, right?
You should have been around when the district was formed.
That's amazing.
They just passed that for the school district, or the school guy like 5 years ago.
Wow. Like, see, I'm going to hit the nail on the head. If you got $494,
I wouldn't be opposed to going higher.
40% at least.
Well, we all want a lot of money, but we do have Delta looking at a ladder truck. We need to keep some stuff going in capital reserve.
Fillmore's going to be building a firehouse here in the next few years, too.
Right.
So we've already got commitment for it, but...
Well, and you've got to have that money there as grant match as well, but...
But you'll have close to $100,000, $150,000.
That can roll into that capital reserve that we can use for these other projects. We don't have to spend everything we're getting.
Correct.
Yeah.
I know it's odd not seeing a negative number down there, but... Seen that for so many years. So do we want to just go to 40% on that?
I think we want to do.
Okay. Let him add these numbers in.
So these would be our O&Ms for 2027?
26. Starting in January.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
If we do a tax increase, then the tax increase doesn't come until 27 or 8.
Mm-hmm. Well, this kind of covers that, so now it's not quite as critical.
Yeah. Like I said, it also comes down to our agreement with the county commissioners on our participation stuff, where all that aligns, but... Don't forget to add the 17 back into deltas.
Also, I got to add 17 to that.
Yeah.
81.
Yeah. We'll be back to 2012.
Yeah.
That leaves us 129,959.
So we just need to roll that into that
capital reserve.
Capital reserve, where we put 200.
Okay.
We take it out of one foot and then the other one.
Yeah. So what is that number?
It'd be
329959. Okay, so your capital reserve. Instead of 200, is going to be 329959.
What's that?
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Who was talking?
Both of us. It's not your fault.
Capital reserve goes from 200,000 to 329,959.
And that says 150,000 every year.
That's that whatever was left that is going up to capital reserve.
How were these numbers arrived at back whenever they were? Like, I'm not complaining at all, but
so
like, why is basically way more than economic?
Because we covered Deseret as well.
Originally, it was off of
the residents and stuff.
Originally, it was off of population and value within an area. If you go off of that, some of us get hands. And so they, however they did it, was before our time. And they came up with this number. I've gone to the assessor to see if they can geofence and figure out an assessed area. And she's having a hard time doing that.
Well, it's right there on that map.
Our coverage districts, you know, that map shows
one. I don't know.
That's your and that map has been changed a few times. Also, that one just showed up where you guys were turning to top order.
We go out to the cricket.
From
the mountain
to Nevada. I-70 clear to Nevada. That's a lot of it.
No. We cover halfway to Meadow, halfway to Kanosh. From the mountain out to Cricket Mountains.
Only to Cricket.
So that map showed you up in the border.
Super Who covers out there?
There's just out by Black Rock.
There's a huge area out there.
Really?
We can get there faster.
Huge area.
She's trying to.
Geosynthesis highway. They got to come across.
That road.
Used to be a railroad track. She was just
But regardless of where the borders are, I've been talking to the assessor, trying to get areas with the value and population, so we can see just how far off these numbers are. She's having a hard time doing it. It's still in the works. So for right now, this is what we're going off of.
That's fine. That's just a question of how they arrived at that.
Yeah.
I know
that, that's originally how it is, and that's how it's in the bylaws, but it's not working currently.
I know it's come up a few times over the few years, but it's probably getting near time to start looking at those actual coverage areas.
Right.
Once you get, I mean, I think if you can get her to geofence some of that stuff and do it some values, it gives you a lot more.
Yep. So with these numbers that we just went through, we need a motion to approve the tentative budget for 2026.
We technically didn't vote on the motion to do the 40%, did we?
We had a motion.
Second, but we didn't vote.
Okay, all in favor of getting some more money? Okay. Now we need a motion to accept this budget for 2026 as the tentative budget.
I'll make a motion.
Second. All in favor. Any opposed? Okay. Todd, you want to do training?
Yep.
Oh crap.
Yeah, we're not done yet.
It's only 7 minutes.
Yeah. Only 7 minutes?
How do I hook
it's up? Only an hour.
An hour and seven.
An HDMI or this thing's still plugged in. This connects it wirelessly.
So do I plug this one in or this one in?
Both. You got to go.
This is power for it?
No.
See if we can figure it out.
Like Bluetooth or something.
Now know why mommy was so stressed.
Oh, watch your eye. Ross has been in here watching Old West.
That's usually what comes up.
So far, I've heard 40,000, 30,000.
I'm not sure. If you're
10?
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Click the button on.
There you go. Oh, okay. Absolutely. There's the budget right there. I could have put that on there, I guess. Done that all along, huh?
You can see.
That okay?
As long as the income matches the
budget. It does.
We're good.
I want to know, have you made this mistake with your holster? And by mistake, I mean, did you get a holster that's uncomfortable so you don't carry all the time? You may have. And even if you haven't, you probably want to... And tell your Branch holster, the world's most comfortable holster. And guess what? Today, it's buy one, get one.
You sell those stuff?
Yeah, I wish.
All right, pay attention.
Left it. Before we continue, keep in mind that this video is an overview and exceptions may exist based on your entity type. We focus on local government, not state requirements. When in doubt, read the law and consult with your legal counsel. So what's considered an open and public meeting? It's when a public body quorum, also known as a simple majority, meets to discuss or act upon government business. It includes the meetings sometimes referred to as workshops or executive sessions. Personal attendance if the recording does not interfere with the conduct of the meeting. Pending minutes means written minutes of an open meeting in draft form subject to change before being approved by the public body of the open meeting. Pending minutes must contain a clear indication, such as a draft or pending watermark, that the governing body hasn't yet approved the minutes and that the minutes are subject to change until the public body approves them. Approved minutes means written minutes of an open meeting approved by the public body that held the open meeting. Entities must establish and implement procedures for the public body's approval of written minutes. Public meeting pending minutes, approved minutes, and recordings are public records under Graham. Any individual who publicly presents information relating to an item on the public body's meeting agenda must provide a copy of the information for inclusion in the public record. Make pending minutes available to the public within 30 days. Within 3 business days after approving written minutes of an open meeting, make approved minutes and any public materials available at the Utah Public Notice website, the entity's primary office, and the entity's website. Within 3 business days after holding an open meeting, make an audio recording of the open meeting available to the public for listening.
That is it.
It's the state law.
So, is there anything that we're not doing?
No, you're all in compliance with
you. Just check the box.
Yeah. And now, if there's any new board members, like going forward, there is an hour and a half training that they have to take, that they're required to take. So, as they come on, I'll give them a link to, there's a video just like this, and they can just watch, and they'll be fine. So.
And along with that, we need to update our...
Oh, my gosh. Everybody, back normal.
Yeah. We need to update our member roster, so we need new letters. Got one from Holden and I, but we need new letters from town with town letterhead, and they made a signature on who is board and who is relevant.
When you need that,
hopefully by January. Give you a couple months. He just showed up to protect Copeland when he was. That's why I didn't go out there and get him.
You don't know how long I've been setting booby traps outside.
Poor Copeland.
Sorry I'm late, folks. Well, I think I chopped 2 Brunson or somebody.
Duty calls.
Duty calls.
Other business, we have to discuss the schedule for next year. We just want to follow the same templates we've been doing.
That's it.
Okay. Anybody else have anything we need to bring up?
Make more sure we do.
Still doing the third Wednesday?
Yeah. Sheriff, you got anything for this board?
Do I?
Yeah.
Sort of like it. I show up, you leave. Is that how it works?
That's about where we're at.
If not, I apologize. I've been a bit absent. That's not been intentional. Like I said, I'll get caught up on some of this other stuff aside, but thanks for everything everybody does. Moving forward, was that we got through a season and some cooler weather, maybe some moisture.
Hopefully.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be
something else?
I'm going to write it down if it happens, but we'll see.
Okay.
Anything for me? Any needs that I can address tonight?
I don't have any. Anybody else? Okay. I think we're good. A while back, sorry it was delayed, some couple asked me for copies of the district's bylaws. I've got enough here for one for each town. If you want to pick them up on your way out. Look for most of your turn.
Only.